Welcome back to a bonus edition of Check Yourself Health segment. As you know, we have been focusing on your entire health, behavioral health, mental health, and physical health. And we are lucky to have Purposeful Gains provide for this community two special New Year's items. Item one is a nutritional guide, over 100 recipes for you to consider using in your daily lives. You can, you know, replace a breakfast meal with something more healthy. If you find yourself eating unhealthy or not eating at all in the morning, you can do that for lunch and dinner as well. And then the second is a 10-minute challenge. Nia Nelms developed a 10-minute challenge. Nia is the founder and CEO of Purposeful Gains. And her goal was to get people just up and moving. She goes, before you go join a gym, if you haven't been in a while, get yourself in a routine for 4 to 6 weeks of just getting up and moving for 10 minutes a day. These are very simple exercises. You can look them up on YouTube or on the internet and just get yourself moving. Clear some space, pause that favorite TV show of yours, and get yourself and your family moving. It's a great opportunity for 10 minutes to do this with yourself, with your kids, with your spouse, with your partner, and get the entire family healthy and happy through the upcoming winter months. And then once you get your routine established, do like DJ Sight does. Get yourself to the gym regularly and get yourself in shape and ready for the summer. All right, have a great day. Listen to the next episode of Check Your Health segment with Nia Nelms, owner and operator of Purposeful Gains, starting now.
We are 103.9 WDKX, Rochester's number one station for R&B, hip-hop, throwbacks. Thank you for starting off your day with us. Thank you for listening to the podcast, especially Check Your Health, an extended version for all of you trying to get right, exercise right, put yourself in the right position. Nia joins us now from Purposeful Gains to talk a little bit about that. First of all, before I even say good morning to you or hello to you, I want to thank you. You sent over a program I've already started using, and it's showing some benefits and going back to exercises I had forgotten about. So thank you for putting that together.
Before you say anything, pretty much what he's saying, because I'm doing the same thing, we were doing it wrong before we got your program.
I think he's right. Can I ask you a quick question? What are people doing wrong when they go to the gym? Is it not actually writing down what they should be doing?
You know what? That's the problem with most people, you know, going to the gym and not necessarily knowing exactly what to do. That's what's taking up most of your time. So planning can definitely help. Planning in advance. You may not know exactly what to do, but, you know, finding a local trainer to help that, or even researching exercises online, I think could be very helpful before actually stepping foot in the gym, because being in the gym alone is already intimidating. So, you know, having a plan before you get in there can kind of relieve some of that anxiety.
Do you recommend, and I guess everybody's sort of different, do you recommending lifting weights? I know a lot of women throughout the years that I've talked to have tried to avoid lifting weights. Now there seems to be a destroying of that sort of nature. Do you recommend lifting weights and cardio, more of one or the other? How do you sort of attack it if you're interested?
Right. I think strength training is very, very important. Cardio is great as well. I think you need both of them. Mm-hmm. When you focus more so just on cardio, what's happening is you're burning away at your body fat, which is most people's main goal, right? You're burning away at that body fat, but you're also burning away at your muscle. So what the strength training does is, you know, maintaining that muscle while you're burning away at the body fat. That's what most people want. But it's also, you know, depends on your specific goals. But strength training definitely benefits all ages. And that doesn't necessarily mean going in and picking up an 80 pound dumbbell. That just, you know, you pick up 10 pounds, picking up more weight than you would do on a day to day, and then progress. You'll progress. As you keep going, you'll start to notice that you're lifting heavier and heavier.
Going back to what you were saying with the dumbbell, that's why I'm dealing with a hernia now, because I try to lift more than I can, and that's why I'm messed up now.
Yeah, it's not always about how much weight you're lifting. You know, form is everything. So if you're targeting the right muscle groups, then you don't need that much weight. You'll feel it with the 10 pounds.
Yeah, and sort of burn it through. And then there's often the other battle when it comes to food. How big does nutrition play? Some say 50-50, some say 80-20. I mean, how does what we're eating contributed, because I had a very dumb philosophy. I'll tell you. My philosophy was, I'll eat this pizza and run it off later. It doesn't work that way.
So what I like to say, what I tell my clients is to try to follow the 80-20 rule. So what that means is that 80% of the time you're eating relatively well, 20% of the time, you know, you may indulge or have that drink that you want, or have that snack or dirt that you want. The 80% is solely for consistency. Once you can be consistent with eating healthy 80% of the time, you have that discipline. So you can have the freedom of eating what you want, because you can turn it off and go back and eat the right things. So that's why I say try to follow the 80-20 rule. It's not realistic to, you know, just cut everything out. But I like to say, try incorporating good things, better things than you're already currently doing. And everything else will follow.
Well, wait a minute. Speaking of follow, where can people follow you? Where are you at, and where are you working?
Yes, I'm on all platforms. So Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, at Purposeful Gains. You can find me on all three platforms. I'm also through email, purposefulgains@gmail.com. So you can contact me there as well.
What is the sort of purpose of the business other than Purposeful Gains? Like what is the ultimate goal? What are you trying to preach to people out here when it comes to health and wellness?
Yeah. My thing is, you know, finding your purpose. Everyone has a different purpose in life. So finding your purpose and kind of applying that to fitness, you know. Really, I like the fact that I can support my mental health through fitness. Mm. That's really important to me. Yeah. Just it's a stress and anxiety reducer. You know, improves cognitive function. Just sleep, helping with sleep. A lot of people struggle with sleep. And then, you know, just boosting your self-esteem. So just mental health. I think that, it's one of the, something that a lot of people don't even, or put on the back burner.
Yeah. It's interesting. I went to work out yesterday, slept better last night, took a couple of days off, slept better last night. I do feel like I'm dealing with some stressful stuff right now, but it's not stressful. I think it's because of what I did yesterday. And the workout I went through yesterday, I'm feeling better. And I think on days where I don't go, that stress kind of doubles down on you. So I think that brings up a really good point going forward. You know, listen, it's going to be tough, especially for us stubborn guys. I'm not going to leave the names out. I'm just going to include my name. But just keep working with us, okay? That's all I ask. Just keep working with us and we'll get it through.
You just got to start somewhere. Just move your body, you know? Start somewhere. You don't necessarily always have to know what to do, but move your body more than you did yesterday.
And Nina, I know you have a late Christmas gift for the community.
I do have a late Christmas gift, a New Year's gift per se.
Okay.
I wanted to create sort of a consistency challenge. So this is a 30-day challenge with Purposeful Gains. And what this is a full body workout for 30 days straight. And I challenge you. I challenge you to get up and move. It only takes you about 10 minutes per day. 10 minutes. That's it. You know, time is something that a lot of people don't have. And 10 minutes. I just ask that you take 10 minutes, pause the episode, and do 10 minutes of movement. So these are pretty straightforward exercises. You can, you know, look them up on Google. But if you need help with form or anything, I also offer virtual training sessions as well. So we can go through that. But 30 days, get up, move your body. And then I'll also include over 100 meals. So you'll have access to breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack options that are a little bit healthier than what you may be consuming already.
Yeah, sometimes my breakfast choices are not good. So, and I think that's the fuel you need speak to start yourself. Your day. Well, no, but
mine is good.
I just said mine. My breakfast. Okay,
make sure you're not including me in that.
I ain't putting you in it. He's doing very well, Neil. I must say, he's doing very well. I give him a lot of credit because he done made the change and he's committed to it. And I don't lie. Me, I got some work to do. Okay, guys. So I appreciate that. Purposeful Gains, tell us where you're at once again and drop some numbers for people to know where to find you.
I am currently located in New York City, so I am doing in-person sessions if you're located in New York City. For my Rochester and Buffalo family and everyone else around the world, please tap into my social media or hit my email. If you are interested in the 30-day program, if you're interested in virtual sessions, and I also offer guided session or guided workout plans. So all of that, hit my email, hit my Instagram DM, and I will send you everything you need to know.
Nia from Purposeful Gains on WDKX extended version of Check Your Health podcast. Thank you for the time this morning. Appreciate all your great information.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. We are 103.9 WDKX.